Chapter 2. Boo-hoo. Next Wednesday, I am in the store when the girl with red hair comes in with Greg. She stops and looks at a picture. Greg takes his hat off and drops it. I pick up the hat and go over to her. "Excuse me," I say, "is this your little boy's hat?" She smiles at me. "Oh, thank you," she says. "Greg, look, it's your hat." Greg laughs. She puts out her hand and takes the hat from me. "Is she wearing a ring?" "No, there is no ring on her hand." Wednesday is the best day of the week, I think. 10 minutes later, I am near the flowers when Leon speaks to me on my radio.
"Mark, go to the door," he says. "You must stop her. The girl with red hair."
"What? What's happening?" I say.
"Go quickly. Now. It's the little boy. He's got one of the red planes."
Those red planes. Children take them all the time because they like the colour. Then they get to the door and the alarm rings. Children cry and their mothers get angry. I hate those planes. When I get to the door, the alarm is ringing. The girl with red hair is standing there, and her face is red. "What's happening?" she says. "Please come back into the store for a minute," I say. We go back into the store, and the alarm stops. This young man has got the answer, I think. "Where's the plane?" I say to Greg.
"Plane,"
says Greg. And he waves a little red plane at us. "Oh, I am sorry," she says. "It's all right," I say. "It happens all the time. Can I have the plane?" "Good boy." "Thank you very much," says the girl with red hair. But the alarm is ringing again. I must go. I walk into the office upstairs. Sharmi is watching the screens. She stops and looks at my face. She says nothing, but she smiles. Then she goes back to work. I look at the screens too, but I am dreaming. I'm happy. I'm really happy. But how can I meet her again? I think about this for the next 6 days, but I can't find any answers. Then it's Wednesday again. I'm sitting in the office watching the screens. 10 o'clock comes and goes, then 11 o'clock. I can't see her. I look on
every screen in the store. In the end, I see her near the door. She's looking at her watch and talking to Greg. Is she waiting for somebody? Perhaps she's meeting somebody. Perhaps she's late. Perhaps her mother is coming. Perhaps... But now she's waving at somebody. A good-looking man in a black jacket walks up to the girl with red hair and kisses her. Greg laughs, and the man picks him up and kisses him too. Is he the baby's father? Of course he is. Anybody can see that. I don't want to look. But I can't take my eyes away from the screen. Then they all go down the road, away from the store. I look around the room. Leon and Charmy are in the store. And the room is very quiet. It feels cold. Then Leon and Charmy come in. Now that's not a happy face, Charmy says. What's the matter? I tell them about the girl with red hair and Greg and the good-looking man and the kiss. Leon looks at my face and thinks for a minute. Look, Mark, he says, it's a dream, that's all. You see a nice girl, you think about her, you talk to her, and one day her boyfriend arrives. Boo-hoo! You stop dreaming. But there are always more girls. Yes, but, I say, and then I stop. But they're not the girl with red hair, right? Says Leon. But she's got a boyfriend. You need a different girl, Mark. A girl without a boyfriend. Why don't you come out with us tonight? We're going to Ocean Blue. It's a wonderful club, and there are lots of nice girls there. I don't really want to go, but I don't want to stay at home and do nothing. Okay, then, I say. Good man, says Leon. See you there at 9:00.